By the way, did he ever have a comment on Will Rogers at all?
Not only did he have a comment on Will Rogers, he named his son after Will Rogers. Is that a comment?
It's a big comment.
It's a big comment. He had three children with Mary. The son was the youngest child, and Woody named him Will Rogers Guthrie. During those years when the kids were young, Mary did come to New York when Woody had this popular radio show and they were throwing money at him right and left. They got him a really nice apartment up in Central Park West in Manhattan with a piano and a house cleaner and a nanny and all kinds of expensive things. He sent for Mary and the kids, and they came to set up shop in New York, and he was going to be a popular radio star. And then, like I said, the same thing happened. They were there for 2 months. Woody had a disagreement with the producers and the sponsors. And Mary says he came home one night and he said, "Get packing, we're leaving tomorrow." It was that abrupt. At this point, the three children were with him. Now, Mary had been really suffering under poverty and all kinds of things like that herself, also having the Dust Bowl and what happened to her family, etc. She was really longing for a stable and secure life, and she really wanted a guy who had a job, you know, that could pay the bills. And she was kind of getting really tired of this rambling around lifestyle. I just want to point out that a lot of Woody's ramblings were not kind of juvenile ramblings. It wasn't like he was just a restless idiot. He was rambling because many people in the country were rambling at the time. They were homeless. They were trying to find a place to settle down, trying to find a new life. So a lot of his ramblings were serious rambling. But right after that, they left New York, and then he got the job with the Bonneville Power Administration writing the songs for the building of the Grand Coulee Dam. He was hired for a month by the Department of the Interior to go up there and write songs for a film they were working at. So Mary, once again, she had already trudged from Pampa with the kids to L.A., and then from L.A. to New York, and now from New York to the Bonneville Dam up in Oregon. And after the 30 days of work, they had to move again because the job was up. Now where are we going to go? Now where are we going to live? Mary had three babies, you know, three little children with her at the time. And she said, "You know what? I'm going back to Pampa to my family. And what do you figure out what you're going to do with your life?" She really was exhausted at that point, with three babies and no income. She kept seeing Woody make it, and she kept seeing Woody turn it down. It was a no-win situation for her. I'm totally sympathetic with her situation. It was a no-winner. She went back to Pampa, Texas, and Woody kept going looking for something. He said, "I'll call you, I'll be in touch." And then he went back to New York, which is where his quote-unquote career as the Woody Guthrie we now know really began professionally in New York, with his first recording and his first band with people like Pete Seeger and Leadbelly, Sonny Terry, etc.
I'm going back to Will Rogers. Did he have any interaction? Did he meet Will Rogers?
I don't know, and if I was on a quiz show, I'd say I don't think so.
Yeah.
Door number one, no.
Just admired his commentary and his humor and that type of thing.
Absolutely. Again, he learned the skills of public presentation. So in his song Pretty Boy Floyd, he tells this wonderful kind of typical wild ballad story of the Robin Hood-esque character, Pretty Boy Floyd. You can almost hear Will Rogers telling the story. Yeah, he was a robber, but, you know, some people rob you with a six-gun and some with a fountain pen. That's pure Will Rogers. The line isn't Will Rogers, but the attitude, the approach, the skill in which you deliver a line is Will Rogers.
So I can see why Woody would really idolize him.
I think he used him as a role model, yeah, as a performer.